Segment number three here in our 10 o'clock hour, the open home hour. It's when we cover our weekly to-do, something that gets done on your home, castle, or cabin every single week. So we keep up with the maintenance and keep our homes in good working order. You know, it's a lot easier to tackle one project a week than have 50 projects pile up at the end of the year that never get done. And we've got Sal from DoneRight. And if you follow along in the home maintenance calendar, you know we're talking windows and doors. And we've brought one of our window specialists in to talk about what to look for on maintenance. I mean, you expect our doors and windows to be there and work all the time. But what should we spend 10 minutes around our home looking at?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thanks for having me. I love being here.
I'm glad you do, because you're in for a whole hour next week talking about replacement windows, and it's a much bigger project. Today, we're just talking maintenance.
Yes, I will see you next week as well. So some things that I think you should be looking for is you definitely want to check the caulking on the exterior of your window, right where your home meets your window frame. Make sure it's not cracked, blistered, peeling, and make sure it's painted as well. With this being completed, it'll definitely last through the summer and many years to come.
Now, if somebody hasn't done this and they've been in their home a handful of years, very good chance it's all of those things you just said. What should somebody do?
Well, they can either reach out to somebody to have it done professionally, or if they're looking at doing it themselves, they definitely want to clean the caulking, clean the area. If there's a very thin, fine caulking crack that needs to be taken care of, they should take a razor knife and cut it out to where it's a little bit larger than a hairline. Typically, you want the caulking to be about a quarter of an inch thick, and that's how it's going to perform the best.
And it's a job that you don't get in a hurry on. Take your time, go all the way around, all four edges of the window, especially reapplying it. That can be one of those things you can suddenly end up with a big gob at the end, and it can be messy.
Absolutely. It's very difficult if you're not used to it. Prepping the opening is by far going to make the job easier. And then as far as the material to utilize, your more durable product is going to be more difficult to utilize. A polyurethane is going to be paintable. It won't yellow. It'll be very difficult to utilize, but it'll last for many, many years.
All right. We've addressed the caulking around the window. Same around your door. What else are we tackling?
Well, you want to check the weep holes. This is how your window is going to let the water out. If we do get any bit of water, you want to make sure that it's not going to be overfilling the window and or door itself and coming in. So on the bottom, in the corners, on the exterior, you'll find holes. Those need to be free from any kind of debris. You don't want to have any caulking covering them. Please don't caulk over those.
And a lot of people do thinking they're making their home more insect-proof.
We see it all the time. Yes, please don't caulk over your weep holes. Yes. So with that, you can actually, what you need to do is clean the track on the inside. You can make sure that the weep holes on the exterior are free from any kind of obstruction. And you can actually take a cup and pour water on the inside of the track and watch those weep holes work. That water should be going outward. Since we're talking about that, if there is a heavy rain, it is completely normal to see water on the inside of the track. Water is supposed to be there. It goes through the whole weep hole system and then back out. What you don't want to do is lay a paper towel or a towel over that, soaking that up, lifting that water up over the windowsill and then onto your actual windowsill itself.
Yeah, so this is the track. This isn't on... If the drywall's wet or the inside of the window, that's something else. This is the track on the outside.
Well, this would be the correct. You don't want to have any bit of water on your drywall, but this is going to be the track that the window panel will operate in. So you will see it from the inside. On the inside of the home, you can put your finger in the track, touch it, and get wet, but it has to be in the actual track of the window frame.
You would have to open the pane, though.
Actually, so that operation, how if you have a two-panel window, you can see it with the windows in the closed position. You can actually see water where the track is, where the window would open
into.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's completely normal.
And that's where I can pour the water and let it weep out that?
Absolutely, you can do that or open the window and check the other weep hole side, but water should go out both weep holes.
So make sure all the weep holes are clear. Now, you won't have that on a door jamb.
If it's a sliding glass door, you will. If it's a hinged door, there is a weep hole system sill. It's not typical to most, so you just have to kind of look at it. It would most likely have a sloped sill, and that's the water just running off because of gravity.
Now, while we're addressing our windows, we might as well clean the screens because The Arizona dust does like to attach itself to it.
Absolutely. The best way to clean your screen would be to remove it, maybe clean the concrete, lay it on the concrete, get yourself a light brush and some soap, brush it, you can hose it off. You can pressure wash it, but definitely don't get close to it. You'll just blow a hole in it. Cleaning your screens will actually help your windows be a tad bit more energy efficient. If they're extremely dirty, they're trapping some of that heat in there, not allowing the window to do its job.
Interesting. Dirty windows equals less, or dirty screens is less efficient.
Same thing with dirty windows, actually. Since you brought it up, the way that the low E works is it reflects the heat outward. So if you imagine just mud caked onto your window, it's not allowing that heat to be reflected off the glass. It's absorbing it, and it's actually going to be losing energy efficiency.
And if you've ever stood on the dirt in the summer, you know how well, it retains its heat.
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Interesting. Now, in window cleaning, you don't like to see people taking a pressure washer to the glass.
No, you definitely can't do that. We do see a lot of homeowners do so. You can't take a pressure washer to your windows, your doors, at all. Those pressure washers can be 3,000-4,000 PSI, and your windows are probably rated for a 45 to 60 mile an hour wind. So you're really overdoing it.
Garden hose. Stick to the garden hose and a good soapy bucket.
Yep, absolutely.
So what material do you use in your bucket? What do you have on your solutions?
Well, every manufacturing company is different for what they suggest for cleaning their glass. So I don't want to give just a flat-out statement as to utilize this. What I would suggest is whatever manufacturing company product you have, check their specifications, and that would be best to utilize. Possibly utilizing the wrong thing could create an issue, so definitely check with the manufacturer specs.
And then on the interior, if you've got any rollers that are broken or you've got a crankcase that's not operating or a double hung, this would be the time to go ahead and make note of which windows aren't operating properly and get somebody out, a part specialist. If the older the window, the harder it is to find the actual true manufacturer replacement parts.
Yes. If it's an older window, chances are you're probably not going to find the parts. So you have a couple different options. One is a Band-Aid. What can you do to just keep that window going? If that's not going to be the best option for you, then you would be looking at replacing the window.
And that's what leads us into next week's topic. Sal will be back talking about window replacement, selecting the right windows for your home, understanding when is the time to go ahead and stop doing Band-Aid work and go ahead and do the replacement work. That'll be 9 o'clock next week in our On the House Hour. Sal, Done Right Window and Doors, if you've got questions.
Can I give a takeaway?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. The most important out of everything is definitely cleaning your glass. By cleaning your glass, you're going to have the most energy efficient option of what that glass can do. Today's glass will be blocking out up to 99% of the UV and 87% of the heat. If you do have the newer energy efficient glass and cleaning that, you are doing well.
Best place to reach Sal would be at
602-456-2227, or you can log on at azwindowreplacement.com.
All great information about windows that we're trying to cover this whole month of March, caring for the windows. I don't think people fully realize that the window of your home is the biggest weak link to your energy efficiency of the house. Not your attic insulation, not anything else. The windows are your number one weak link. Before we go to break, I want to cover real quick. Last week we talked about the most asked question of the week was replacing shower heads. Was that a do-it-yourself project? And we got flooded with it again this week. People are going to website and looking at it. I only want to repeat one call. It is a do-it-yourself project, but you've got to be very careful. That pipe coming out of the wall is the neck. If you're going to unscrew the shower head, you must also have a grip of the neck and make sure you're not loosening it back behind the tile, back behind the drywall, inside the wall. So with that additional warning, I mentioned it last week. I just wanted to mention it again this week. Let's go to Carl, who's on hold, and see if we can help him. He has got on hold by dialing 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. I live in northwest Tucson, just outside the Marana city limits, and I have a home that was built in 1989. Has an upstairs bathroom that we want to do some remodeling with, and we were talking about replacing the bathtub with a higher soaker tub, but that may be something that isn't going to work into our budget or our time frame. Okay. So we have a enamel over metal bathtub that looks like it's structurally sound, and I was just wondering on your thoughts on having that refinished, whether it works well or whether it's a durable type of process.
Well, that's a two-pronged question, and you asked it exactly in the right order. Is it durable? Is it a good solution? Is it durable? It can look really good for a little bit of time, but I'll have to tell you, I'm not experienced with any of that type of refinishing product on a porcelain tub, on a cast iron skeleton, lasting very long. One of the things you can do down in Tucson is we have Rosie certified bathroom remodeler in Tucson called Rebath. They actually put a mold over the top of your tub, maintaining the same shape, and it's a lifetime solution. That's one good option for you. The spray applications, refinishing, look good when they're done. I don't know. I don't have any experience with them lasting in a bathroom that's used very much at all. If it's a secondary bathroom, doesn't get much use, chances are you can get several years out of it. But other than that, it's not anything I would generally recommend.